What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
F Tom Brady. You know what? I take it back.
TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turning into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Fox Sports Radio.
This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
This is the show for you.
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plaxico Burress.
TJ, I love the way you break the game down. L.A., man, you were drafted by my squad, number two overall, 99. And Plax, man, you were a 757 product. And everybody knew who Plax was growing up around here, man.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio.
Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Oh, wait. Happy noon to some of you. Happy noon to some of you. Happy noon to some of you. Yep. It's Up on Game. All right. And we're broadcasting live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. It's TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping. Free. Yeah, free road hazard protection and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Got my man Bo in the back. Got my man Iowa Sam back there. Woo! Plaxico Burress is on a college field trip of sorts. It's not a field trip. It's a business trip. Young Stretch Armstrong is getting some great looks, so they're on campus doing a visit. It's just going to be me and Pantene, man, because before long, Pantene, man, and Pantene Plus Junior, he'll be going on visits as well, and we'll be doing the same thing with him. But for today, and the time being, we got my man TJ Hushmanzada up in the house. Hey, everybody, give it up for TJ Hushmanzada. Give it up for TJ Hushmanzada, baby. What's going on, bro?
Hey, LeVar, yeah. I feel good.
You feel good?
You got to stop with this Pantene. I got people in the streets calling me Pantene Man, bro. They see me and they are saying, what's up, Pantene Man? And all I can do is turn around and smile, bro.
We got to get a T-shirt. Good. Yeah, we got to get a T-shirt. We got to get the Up on Game store up. We got to get it going. Yeah, I mean, bro, you are Pantene Man. I mean, let's be clear, man. In no shape, way, or form, if anybody knows who TJ Hushmanzada Hushmanzada is, everybody knows ain't nothing soft about TJ Hushmanzada. Pause. And with that being said, you know what I mean? Like, it's always about how your hair looks, not about, you know, anything else. And you have a great head of hair. I mean,
oh man, I just laugh it off, man. I don't take no offense to it at all.
Oh, you can't, because it's such a compliment. You know what I mean? And we're going to come up with a hair product. If you're out there and you have a hair product that makes your hair look like TJ Hushmanzada's, you got to hit us up, because we're going to do a deal. Like,
hey,
let's
man,
get the
I
deal
just
done.
Make sure, I Ooh. Just want to make sure I can keep this hair. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
If I can keep
you do look thing. Like you'll go bald, because dudes that had
Ooh,
pretty
my
hair
head is
like
way
that.
Way too big to go bald. I got my head way. I can't go bald.
You know, that's hair. What, you know, hair haters is praying for your hair downfall. You do know that, right?
Hey, man, I got to. That's one thing I got to make sure of, mm-hmm. that this hair stay with me.
I'll tell you right now, if you lose your hair and you got to rock something other than what you be rocking, I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to feel way more confident walking around
hey,
when I'm with you. You know
this.
What I mean?
I'll just say this. I ain't losing my hair.
Oh, okay.
Because if I see my hair starting to go, ring, ring, hey, Prime, let me
Who's
get that
your
number,
people?
Bro. Yeah.
What if it don't come back, though, the way that it looks now, though? How are you going to handle that? How will you feel if your hair comes back, but it's nappy?
Can't do it. Hey, you heard it. Can't do it.
What if it comes back and it ain't just straight and has them curls like your version of Tarzan?
What do they do though? Like, well,
I don't
see
know,
Prime
though.
Had no hair.
He had
now
none.
Now he has a low haircut. Brian Urlacher had no hair.
No hair.
Now he has a low haircut. Yep. But there's guys like Wes Welker that had hair but were losing their hair.
Uh huh.
And now it's back. And so there's just, you know, I got some guys that I can reach out
you
to.
You can reach
hopefully,
out?
Hopefully it don't come to that, but you never know.
So we're going to change it to Pantene Man to Forever Pantene Man.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. This, hey, technology.
You saw
man.
What happened to Stevie Wonder, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to be okay moving around with you. You know, I put my hat
hey,
on when I move
this,
around
though,
with
I mean,
you.
We have a hell of a show, man.
Yeah.
You got all your hair. I got all my hair. Plex got all his.
That is true. That is very true. I mean, mine happens to be gray. So for all you hair dye
hey,
people
got,
out there.
I got a little gray in it now.
No.
I got a little gray. Got a little gray in my hair. I don't have no gray hair on my face, but I got it on my head a little bit now.
Huh. Okay.
Crazy.
Well, things happen.
Got like four strands. Five strands.
The nerve of the hair gods to turn Pantene's man's hair gray. And speaking of the nerve, the Nuggets took game one, TJ Hushmanzada, over your esteemed Heat. And now the game that takes place tomorrow, the Heat have an opportunity to even up the score. I don't see it happening. What did you see in game one? I'm going to tell you what I saw. What did you see?
It was a Heat team that looked tired to start the game, obviously coming off of a long seven-game series against the Boston Celtics that was fairly physical, took a lot out of them, fairly quick turnaround. I was surprised that the Nuggets came out the way that they did, figuring they had been off for so long, a little rust, very well rested, but just not in that game mode because of sweeping the Lakers, and they had nothing but time. Jokic kind of took his time early in the game, and Jamal Murray played well early on. Bruce Brown was playing well. I mean, Porter, Gordon, you can just go on and on. For me, it's an uphill battle for the Miami Heat. Now, Ooh. Yeah, did they make it close?
It's an up-mountain battle.
In the fourth quarter? Yeah, they made it close. They started making threes. Kyle Lowry played extremely well. Bam played well, but I believe Bam had 26 points.
He was aggressive against
Jokic,
man.
But he took 23, 24 shots. And this is the thing that the NBA, and I harp on this all the time. Man, these refs, man, they terrible in the NBA, bro. Mm. They terrible.
Got to address
There's
it.
There's no way one team should shoot two free throws in an NBA finals game.
Let me give
and
you
the other team
let me
shoots
you,
over 20.
Let me
There's
give
just
you a little
no
push.
Way.
They wasn't trying to get to the rack.
Listen, man. Excuses. This is.
I will say
I firmly
this.
Believe in this.
I will
An
say.
An excuse only satisfy those who make them.
That's
the NBA.
Fair.
The
that's
NBA
fair.
Will say, "Oh, they weren't aggressive." Yeah. Every team is aggressive. Some more than others. But when you realize you're not getting a call, it kind of deflates you. What you going to do, argue the whole time, get technicals, and get thrown out of the game? There's just no way.
Your boy Jokic put that shoulder down, brought the elbow up, stepped through the body, put him in the ground, put him in the dirt, put the dirt on top of him, said a RIP, let some doves go, and then made the layup. I mean,
hey,
that wasn't even a charge on a few of those plays.
Talking, when he ran, he literally ran over Cody Zeller. They just let him do it.
Just let him do it.
They let him do it. But it is.
But are they going to be able to see? And I said this when they were when the Heat was playing the Celtics. I believe I was one of the person that said on our show that you're playing against some dudes that are kind of soft. Like the Celtics are finesse. They like, you know, they like that light skin crew that goes out and they hang and it's all about, you know, doing the LL Cool J lick their lips type of deal, and you know what I mean? Like they catcalling and they think that they can't go wrong, and then some real ones come up in there and then they realize that, man, these dudes over here, they ain't light skin. Well, some of them are, but why
you,
they
you know
rolling
is,
like
though?
That? They TJ Hushmanzadas come up in here and they they ain't and playing around.
If you speak of the Boston Celtics,
yes,
like I vividly remember last year when they played the Brooklyn Nets, the way they played defense on Kevin Durant, I was like, whoa, like they were so aggressive, up in him, making it hard for him, and then they come back this year,
they soft.
Playing away,
they
it was
soft.
Just, so
it was a soft series.
Ime Udoka had them boys ready to play defensively, but we also know this. Playing defense is a state of mind. It's a want to. It's a heart thing because it's not easy. It's going to tire you out. Your best players, especially when they're young, got to be committed on the defensive end. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, y'all got to be committed on the defensive end, because if you go back and watch – this season and then watch last season on the defensive end of those two guys, it's completely two different players. And it's not like you in your 30s or where you're fatigued and you're tired. No, you have to commit yourself on the defensive end so that the other players on the roster see the type of energy that you're putting out on. They have no choice but to follow suit. They didn't do it, so the entire roster didn't do that. But back to the finals.
Yeah.
Unless Miami can shoot 50% from three, I don't know how they win the game. I don't see them winning the game. They're just outmanned. They're at every position. Like, you can put Aaron Gordon on Jimmy Butler. He's so big,
but
he's quick enough.
You can put Gordon on any of them. The only one he's going to have problems with is Adebayo. Like, that Bam is the only one that's going to give Aaron Gordon trouble out there on that court.
If you're Denver, you'll say Bam. Go ahead and have another game like that, because
yes,
if you're taking that many shots,
and we shoot
that means
the way
that's
we
less
shooting?
Shots. That's less shots that Jimmy Butler gonna take.
Indeed.
Kyle Lowry, go ahead and have the type of game you had, because that's less shots that Jimmy Butler's going to take. Jimmy Butler is the one Miami Heat that can get to the free throw line. Jimmy Butler is the one that can attack the rim.
He's the one that can change the game
in the penalty early, so that now little ticky tack touch fouls are now free throws.
Yeah.
So it's going to be up to Jimmy Butler to attack. Now, if you say, go ahead, and we want Bam to be aggressive, Bam is going to settle for that mid-range jump shot. He really doesn't attack the rim.
He's
Jimmy
pretty
Butler
good at
is
it.
Very good at it.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
But if you want to get free throws, you got to get a ball to Jimmy Butler, and he must attack the way he did in previous series against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, man, Denver's long,
the New York
and they're
Knicks.
Strong, and they're down to get the friction on. You know what I mean? Pause.
Denver, man, they have a complete team.
They're complete, bro. They've always been injured.
Never been to the finals.
Wasn't Jamal Murray injured in last year's
he tore his knee.
They've always been injured coming into the playoffs, and everybody judged them for coming up short in the playoffs. I do believe this is the first year they came in fully healthy and with the addition of Aaron Gordon. They're too good.
You got to think,
Rock,
though, Jokic has gotten better.
Rock,
a lot
you can't
better.
Win.
Hey.
You can't win, Rock! I mean, Rock did win, though. He did go
Jamal
to the USSR.
Murray, though,
win,
he,
you know,
he
can't win!
You can't! go back
but
to.
But I think this one is actually more relevant than Adrian is saying that to Rocky.
I mean,
this
you
ain't
look
a movie.
At, look at the way Jamal Murray, he just took over the first half.
True.
Like he took over the first half. What Miami may have to do is, instead of doing a ton of pick and rolls with Jokic, they may need to say, you know what? We really don't have an answer for Jamal Murray. Let's see if we can wear him out by putting him in the pick and roll, forcing him to cover Jimmy Butler. Now, let's screen and get him to cover Jimmy Butler. Let's see if we can wear him out and hopefully take away some of his juice on the offensive end.
Yeah,
that
but
may be
was,
the only answer.
But it was other players that was knocking. Aaron Gordon is the one that got out of the gate quick on him. And that was because they went straight to them to the rim. They went down low. You only got one dude that's really down low that's going to be able to athletically be able to hang with some of these guys down in that paint. And your boy Jokic, he facilitated. You know, he made like three shots or something.
I mean, they
like
kept
that.
In the
like,
first in the half. First they half. Kept Jokic in the game late because they wanted
to get him
get
some
his
points.
Yeah,
but he didn't.
I mean,
he was getting it in dishes, like his assists, like the things he was able to do facilitating wise. What's scary about this game is that Denver did not develop Jokic in the game and still won. Now this man starts to pick up. If Jamal Murray picks up a little bit, you know who had a bad game that generally is the one that gets things really going for them? It's Caldwell Pope. He didn't even have a great game. He was stagnant offensively. If these dudes come out tomorrow and they play the way they have played and continue to play the type of defense that they play, man, it's a wrap for them.
You know what? I said I wasn't even going to watch the finals because I just was like, I ain't watching this.
A snoozer.
I just can't. I love sports so much, I can't help myself.
Well,
I said I wasn't going to watch the finals. But when the game started, I was – but it was good, though. I was able to turn away from the finals and watch a little Women College World Series. You know, we don't talk about that, but that's like one of my sports. So, I watch a little bit of that, a little softball. But
I know. I've been watching. Oklahoma State got it in last night.
Yeah, it was a good game for them.
They was thugging last night, boy.
It's tough sledding for the Heat, man. Can Jimmy Butler be what he was against the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Celtics? If he can do that – I'll get a Heat one game. If not,
might
tough
be a
sweat, man.
Might bring that broomstick out and then get named finals of the NBA finals. Golly. Speaking of NBAs, Adam Silver, he teases Ja Morant's suspension. I can't wait to hear what TJ has to say about this because there is some complications connected to that story because that rabbit hole, well, we didn't hit the bottom of it yet. So you're listening to Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Plexico Burris is off. My man Pantene.
LeVar, you got to get some sleep, bro.
Oh, I said two pros?
Yeah.
Up on game. You know why I said two pros? Because I just had to run two pros in a couple, like literally like 3 hours ago. my bad. Up on game. Golly. Well, you know, we are two pros, though. Hey, aren't we two pros, TJ?
We are that.
But it is up on
yes, guy. Sir.
Right. Brady steps away, and Arrington's got it.
Yeah, that is true.
Plexico's got it.
Yeah, that's true. That was two right there, but that wasn't. What about TJ? What about TJ?
It's all right, baby.
Oh, my gosh. They only had one for you, TJ. All right, we're going to take a quick break. That was awkward, but that's all right. It is up on game. TJ Hushmanzada, LeVar Arrington. We'll be right back. Fox Sports Radio.
What? One.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Oh, wrong song. What? This how you feel it? This how you feel it, Sam? Oh, we braiding hair. Okay. All right. I see what you did. We came back into Mario. Won't you braid my hair? You know. Listen to the boy. That's TJ right there.
Nah, man. I used to get my hair braided, man. That junk be hurting.
It do hurt. Golly, it does hurt.
That junk.
And that's the way you can lose your hair, too, by the way. You know, you gotta be careful with that stuff, because that joint will pull your hair right out from the root, if you dig what I'm saying, man.
Man, I got my hair braided, man, for a team picture one time. Marvin was so mad that my hair was braided. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll never forget. You're not a thug, TJ. I said, Marvin, you better go Google me, man.
You better go Google me. I just look like this.
Yeah, you better go Google me.
You know, I know where Marv from, you buster.
Anyway. Nah, like Marvin Lewis, cool people.
I love Marv. I ain't gonna lie either. I love Marv. I just hate that he hated on me. That's just the one part that I ain't like. But I've always been a fan of Marvin Lewis's work, and shouts out to Marvin. Anyway, he's from my way. Yeah, I don't know if you even knew that. He's from the West PA.
Yeah, I know he's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, and you know we're from the TireRack.com studio. Yep, it's up on game. Alongside TJ Hushmanzada, Plex is out today, but that's all right. We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. You must be doing good, man. Golly. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I mean, I need to get me a ATV. Nah, I don't want no ATV. I didn't have them. I don't want a motorcycle either, but I'll go with an RV, though. I'll get a boat for sure. I'd love to have a boat protected under a bundle saving of progressive.com insurance. Anyway, I'll tell you who else needs some insurance, TJ. Your boy Ja Morant, he don't need some Progressive insurance. He needs some life insurance. And I'm just saying, you know, he's making bad life decisions. And Adam Silver, well, he had some things to say on what took place with that. Do we have the sound on Adam Silver? TJ, he basically has told the media that he will wait until until the NBA finals are over, until basically I think till the season is over before he announces what's going to take place with Ja Morant's his disciplinary action. Now, with that being said, what is being speculated is that there's more. So what we got and what we saw wasn't it. Apparently, there's more. So the rabbit hole goes a little deeper with his conduct and with what he's got going on. Don't even worry about it. We don't even need it. Don't worry about it. The idea of it, to me, there's two ways of looking at this, TJ. For me, you tease that you're going to announce it at the end of the season to keep your audience captive, because that is one of your biggest, brightest new stars that is supposed to be taking the mantle and continuing to drive the NBA brand forward. And it's something that maybe you want to say in a way where it goes away because you have enough of an offseason for it to go away. Or you don't want to take away from an NBA Finals that may not be what, you know, ideally you wanted to have. I just feel like there's something here to be said about saying you're going to wait to yield or render the punishment. What's your take on it? Like, did you have any type of reaction to Silver basically saying we're going to wait, and that there's speculation that there is more that's connected to what Ja Morant's, what his conduct has been?
Man, this Ja Morant situation, when I saw that Adam Silver said, I'm going to save this news of the punishment for after the finals because I don't want to take away from the NBA finals, I said, whoa, they about to let Ja Morant have it.
Yep.
And they don't want this to overshadow the NBA Finals. Ja Morant is about, initially I thought, 20-25 games max suspension. I would not be surprised if they suspend him for the whole year now.
No, I think so. I think it's appropriate.
No, I don't.
I do.
That's very inappropriate. What did he break the law?
Tell me.
He didn't break the law.
Yeah, I don't know if he broke the law. Do you?
No. He didn't. If he broke the law, he'd be in jail.
I don't know if he broke the law.
People
break the law every day that aren't in jail. Come
on,
TJ.
They don't put it on social media. He did not break the law.
On social media. At the moment in time that he was caught. I don't know what he did to break the law. I don't even care to try to interpret.
Is he wrong? He's wrong. Because you're a role model that kids look up to. You're a role model that these young kids in the hood grow up and want to be like. And so if you're doing this, then that's where he's wrong in my eyes, because it's so many. I'll give you an example. My son got 3 pairs of his basketball shoes, like play games in them all the time. Mm-hmm. He loved Jason Tatum's his favorite player, my son, but he loved Ja Morant. And so, but my son ain't in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You got these kids that look up to Ja Morant. And so as much as we as athletes, and I say we because we're no longer athletes, but we once were, we have a duty. It's, you got to present yourself in a way that gives these kids something to look forward to in a good light. That's where he's wrong.
But they don't have to accept that as their role.
No, you don't.
And you can't be suspended, man, listen, for not accepting that role.
Exactly.
Right.
But when you're in a position that he is in, you get a king's ransom to play a kid's game. Do the right thing, bro. And when you grow up with a mother and a father, bro, come on, man. You ain't in them streets
and
like that.
And your daddy at every game.
You not.
Your daddy present.
Bro, I promise you, if my son was doing something like this, we would fight, or we'd have a problem. You see that on TV. You see that on social media, on the news. Because I'm not letting my son do this. I'm not letting you go down this hole when I know I was in your life and you never lived this type of life. Now, I don't know if he has or he hasn't, but if he had lived a life where he was in the street.
You ain't living it now.
Let's just say he did. You did the ultimate you had the ultimate accomplishment. You got out of that life.
You're not living it now.
You got out of that life. So why are you trying to go back to that life? What he did is wrong, but he didn't break the law. I was okay with a 20 to 25 game suspension because you got the NBA, you're showing them in a bad light. That's why I was okay with, because it was your second offense in 2 months, things of that nature. But I promise you, if they suspend him for a year, they're wrong. And if I'm John Morant, I'm fighting it. You're not suspending me.
I think you should fight it if you're John.
You're not suspending me for a year and I didn't break the law. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. I don't care what you uncover.
Is that a privately owned? I don't care what you uncover. Is that a privately owned company? Yes. Are those rules that they set forth out there for them to be able to create?
No, that's not a rule. You can't make the rules up as you go.
What do you mean? What rule?
Who said that's a rule that you can't possess your weapon? Who said that's a rule?
No. I can suspend you based off of your conduct that could be detrimental to our team.
What conduct did he have? That he pulled out a firearm
in the fashion that he did, based upon the information of the first time where, oh, I made a mistake. Like, TJ, you can't justify the dude pulling out a strap in a strip club. Like, I can't justify, even if he didn't break the law.
I agree
you can't
with
justify
everything.
That.
I agree that what he has done is completely wrong.
I'm not really focused on if he broke the law or not. What I'm focused on is he's devaluing my company. He's devaluing my franchise. He's devaluing our brand. If you're our biggest star, one of our biggest stars in the league, and your conduct is as poor as his has been, and then as dismissive, the problem that you're facing as the NBA is you have a culture and a society that has embraced mass murderings, mass shootings that are taking place all around this country. So to me, there's a bigger deal here that's at play and at stake in terms of what you're representing. We just watched the LA Dodgers issue out an apology for banning a certain group from being able to celebrate on their field. And you're seeing all these different things that are taking place and how they're handling them.
Yeah,
there
but that's
is
completely
pressure.
Different.
It's not in the sense that there is pressure from the outside world that has whatever it is that's become their priorities to look at and champion and get behind. It's the same exact thing. All that pressure made them have to do that.
All I'm saying is this. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't break the law. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't break the law.
I don't disagree with you.
He didn't try to hurt anyone.
He
didn't put anybody in a situation where they felt like they were going to be hurt.
I don't know that to be true. I could play devil's advocate on that. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm talking about in the gun situation. Now,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what he's doing.
There's been reports of him getting in a fight with a teenage boy at his house and things of that nature. But this is all I'm saying. There should be some type of consequences and repercussions. We have choices, decisions that we make. But if he gets a year suspension, Adam Silver in the NBA is wrong. But, can you blame him? They can't even get the refereeing right. I know they're not going to get this right. They can't even get referees to call a foul, to call travel, to make the right call. And so – I believe he should be suspended 20, 25 games. That's a third of the season, close to a third of the season.
I mean, I'm not going to go hardcore and say you're wrong with that being what it is. I'm not opposed to that.
20 games is a quarter of the season. 25 games is about 29%.
But I think you send a serious message to other players in the league. This is bigger than Ja Morant at this point because of just the total dismissal of what authority represents to him from the league. It's dismissal. And that to me is the most like, if you're going to change an entire culture because of the way AI was coming to the games dressed, then you better do that.
They were attacking the black athlete that dressed a certain way. That's what they were doing.
Better put down the iron fist on somebody brandishing a weapon. If you're going to go after AI for dressing.
Wait. Brandishing a weapon.
Yeah.
How many people do you see put weapons on social media all the time?
How many of them are NBA players?
a lot.
How many of them are?
I can send them to me. I can send you pictures of former NBA players.
I don't want to hear
with
about
assault
former.
Rifles.
I don't want to hear about former. I want to know about. I want to see Tatum with a strap holding it.
No,
a big old juicy booty on his lap. I want to see Bayou. I want to see Bam. I want to see Jimmy Butler. Show me somebody who's in the league right now that's brandishing weapons on social media, TJ. Show me them. I want to see them.
And this is where you're not listening to everything that I'm saying.
Okay, I want to listen to
everything. I agree that he should not be doing these things. I'm not saying I agree. What I'm saying is if it's a year suspension, then I believe that punishment is excessive. Okay. He should be suspended. He should have consequences for his actions. But a year, and again, this is all just speculation here.
Yep.
We don't know if it's going to be a year, but if it is, I believe that's too much, and he should fight it because he is wrong. You have a duty when you are put on a pedestal like he's been put on because of his talent. You just can't do these type of things. It's a no-no.
Mm.
But I'm also aware a whole year suspension for something that technically, yeah, he know it's wrong, but it's not in the rules that state I can't do this. Does he know he shouldn't be? Of course he does.
And did it within 2 months.
Can't do it.
I can't win with you.
No.
I can't win with you. Imagine
it's a lack
if,
of awareness,
you know,
man.
If a player of lesser standard and stature than Ja Morant does that, he's not only suspended, he's probably released
from
the team.
You know what bothers me more
than
anything?
He's let go from the team.
This is what bothers me more than anything. The guys that he's hanging with, they know for a fact
that their gravy train dries the hell up, all the way up.
They know when I go pick you up or vice versa, they know what you got on them and vice versa. You know what they have on them. If that is the case, I'm not getting on social. See, his buddies want to show everybody that, hey,
let me
I'm
out the car,
with Ja Morant. Hey, I'm hanging
Doe.
With Ja today.
Doe.
Why are you putting it on social media to show followers that you hanging with Ja?
Yeah, I ain't with that.
To me, those are friends that
they ain't your friends.
Really not friends.
They not your friends.
They really not friends because anybody that know me, you do something wrong in front of me, I'ma tell you right away. And if you don't like it, you one of them dudes that you can't be told anything. You think you know it all. I'm not even gonna chill with you no more. I'm cool.
Cause you're gonna cost me.
At that point, you put me in danger.
You put me at risk.
Yourself, and I don't want to see that happen.
Nah,
you
bump
going
that.
To hurt
if
yourself.
I'm trying to help you as a friend, like a dude that loves you as my friend, you know, we've been out. You know how, like, you get two super uberly responsible dudes, like how we, like, and guards be up. You dig what I'm saying? Like, if you can't listen to what I'm saying when I know I'm trying to help you, me, and the rest of us, I can't roll with you because you're going to cost me.
I know we got to go to training. Yep. This is the thing, though. If you about to head out and you feel like, oh, let me go get my pistol.
Then don't go. You don't need to go.
Maybe you shouldn't go there.
That ain't a place you need to be.
Maybe you should
if
not
I got
be
to have
to...
a strap to go kick it with you my should. Boys,
exactly.
I'm already exactly. in the wrong way.
Exactly.
All right. I guess
man, these
we
NBA
old.
Players making so much money, man, call your security. He got the pistol. That's how you do it.
Truth. All right, we got to get out of here. I wish we could keep going, but we
man,
do got to get to trending.
Both.
My man, Nick Cope, what we got going on trending? My guy.
All right, guys, in the NBA, ESPN reports that Knicks All-Star forward Julius Randle had surgery on his left ankle yesterday, but he is expected to be ready for training camp in the fall. In the NFL, a lot of reports lately that it's a matter of when, not if, the Vikings release running back Dalvin Cook, and the Miami Herald reports that the Dolphins are a real possibility as a landing spot for the four-time Pro Bowler. Reports say Josh Harris will meet with the NFL's Finance Committee on Wednesday in another step toward a possible vote this summer on the sale of the Commanders. Hockey, we got game one of the Stanley Cup final between the Golden Knights and the Panthers coming up tonight, 8 Eastern. Both franchises hoping to claim their first championship. At the French Open, top remaining American woman Coco Gauff and defending women's champ Iga Swiatek each won their matches today, both into the round of 16. Rafa Nadal, not in the French Open, a hip injury kept him out of the tournament, but he just had surgery on that hip, and now a rep for Nadal says he's expected to be off the court and out of action for 5 months. In soccer, Manchester City won the FA Cup final over Manchester United 2-1, so City now two-thirds of their way to completing the treble. Champions League final is next Saturday for Manchester City against Inter Milan. Finally, golf, third round of the Memorial Tournament underway. Justin Suh leads at 8-under. You got Hideki Matsuyama one shot back, and then you've got Roy McIlroy, John Rahm, and Ricky Fowler part of a pack that sits four shots off the pace. Let's go back to Up on Game, LeVar Arrington and TJ Houshmandzadeh.
All right. We're up against it. We got to go take a quick break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk. NBA hires. All right, Monty Williams, he broke the bank after, well, getting let go for not being good enough. I mean, how does that work? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it. Here we are, Up on Game. TJ Houshmandzadeh, LeVar Arrington, we'll be right back.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
All right. Welcome back into Up on Game. It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's LeVar Arrington. Plexico Burress is off today. If you missed anything so far, make sure you go where we're at. I got my man Vito Violante in the room as well. Shouts out to Vito. Yeah, you can check us out anywhere it is that you get your podcasts. Just search Up on Game. We actually ran out of time on some of these things. I know we were talking about hiring Monty Williams. This is our last segment for the first hour. I actually want to touch on the SEC moving the eight-game conference schedule in 2024 with no divisions. And the reason why is because basically, from my understanding, they're doing it so that they can rotate the teams outside of the main rivalry game. So they want to maintain these rivalry games that are taking place in the SEC, and they do not want to lose those game opportunities. TJ, are you up on this story? And if you are, what was your take on there being, you know, moving to eight game conference schedule in 2024 with no divisions?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, number one, the division thing, I get it. That conference is about to be really, really good. I mean, you look at the teams that are already in it and then the teams that are coming to be in it. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It would be and isn't it also like there's one team that you will play each and every year, like your rivalry game, things of that nature? Or have they explained exactly how it's going to be, or they're still playing with it?
I think that they're trying to figure out again, you know, from my understanding of it, and Cope, do you have any like color on it in terms of the SEC doing this realignment with the 8 and 24? Do you have an understanding of it?
Not much is really changing from what they're doing now. They're already playing 8 conference games, and they're going to stick with 8. The only real change for 2024 is the no divisions. They'll just take the 2 best teams regardless. You know, there's no more East versus West. It remains to be seen how they're going to,
Are the 2 best teams by record of in
conference record,
or will it be national ranking?
It'll be conference.
The conference. Yeah. See, that says to me immediately.
And so what happens if one team has played a gauntlet of a schedule and then another team so happened that year they didn't play those type of teams and they lose one game?
It is what it is. It's unfair, and I think that's why people think going to 9 conference games will be a little bit more balanced, because you'll have 3 set teams you're going to play, and then in the span of 2 years, you're going to rotate, and you will be able to play all the other teams. So I think it's a little more uniform that way. But it's always going
to
be slightly imbalanced, because some teams, like an Alabama, will probably match up with a Tennessee, an LSU, somebody else. You're going to have maybe one of the lesser teams that has a tougher set opponents.
When Texas and Oklahoma enter, by that time, Texas, they should have their guys and be ready to really rock and roll.
Well, I'll say this, and I appreciate that, Coach. You know what it says to me after kind of listening to Nick say it is that they're trying to make sure that they guarantee that their guys are – because if you have divisions, right, if you have divisions and you lose your division – then you
you're
get left
eligible.
Out. So you don't even get looked
they
up.
They want their best teams
yes,
to be
they want their
yes.
best teams going to the playoffs.
100%.
That's all that is. They want their best teams going to the playoffs, because if we have divisions, like in the Big Ten, the best teams is on our side of the division, no doubt about it. And either Ohio State, Michigan, or Penn State are going to miss out on playing in the championship.
The top 3
when they're normally the top 3, and then now they're playing another team that is not a top team.
So we can say that unapologetically and don't worry about it.
There you go. And that's what we do on Up On Game. Hey, look here, man. Hour 1 went really, really quickly. It went really, 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 really quickly. But we're going into hour 2, and you know what? You get another hour of me and TJ Pantene Man. All right, it's Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.